Okay. This meeting will come to order. We have Councilman Tackett, Councilman Bell, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Hollins, Councilwoman Lisa Diller, and we have Councilman, and my mind just went blank, for Mr. Street. And I am President of Council Karen Hartley-Nagel, and taking meeting minutes is?
Nikai Trailer.
Nikai Trailer. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the October 10th, 2017 Executive Committee meeting?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Next agenda items. We have Councilman Kilpatrick, who just joined us. Next agenda items, we have number two, Ordinance 17093, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for the position of Victims Assistance Office Coordinator. Any discussion? Any comments or questions by members of council? Seeing none and moving on, we are going to look at updates regarding response to the Office of the Attorney General. And Mike, would you like to take over from here? This was put on my agenda, but I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah,
we'll put it on.
It's the item we had discussed. It's the, as noted and as presented to council 2 weeks ago, there was an Attorney General opinion.
Are we going into executive session for this or no?
No.
Okay.
No. There was an Attorney General opinion that was issued 2 weeks ago pertaining to response of personal emails, and the council was deemed by the Attorney General's office to be in violation of FOIA. The deadline set by the Attorney General to respond was yesterday. Information was provided in compliance with the deadline. So that's the update provided to council.
Okay. Mr. Smiley?
I just have a question. I'd like to know, when was the information provided?
It was provided at 5:30 yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. Since we're not in executive session, we're on the issue of FOIA, and I've seen a couple of emails come through, knowing that there's at least two more FOIA requests out there. I would certainly hope that we understand what the timeline is on those, so that we are not going to have another Attorney General's opinion come in against us.
There have been three FOIA requests, two submitted in relation to the production of information to WDL based upon their request.
Mm-hmm.
One was by the AP reporter.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two was the News Journal reporter.
Correct.
So production will be made if it hasn't been made already by the clerk.
Okay.
What you're saying, the clerk just said the production to the News Journal will happen literally today, within a few minutes.
Okay.
The other production to the AP?
I contacted him and just need to know how he wants to take it, wants me to mail it or pick it up.
Okay. The third and final FOIA request is an additional request made by the News Journal. The timeline to respond to that is on Monday, the 30th.
Okay. Let's not miss it.
Yes, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. Betsy, when you fill a FOIA, do they have to sign a little paper stating you give it to them? I mean, you're like, have that paper like they hand Lux. I mean, hand it in front of us. He's not going to deny it. But
Betsy Gardner, County Council, I have a memo in here on a thumb drive for him. No, I typically don't have them.
Oh, you don't? You never really have a problem?
Okay. It's not.
I don't think it's required by FOIA to do this.
I don't know one time before we talked about this, because you talk about it all the time, and it takes, you know, and the energy expended to get them ready. But is there any cost associated with filling them? If you've got to mail this out to them, do we do it just under our dime or all, or do they have to pay anything?
You can, yes, under Title 29, Chapter 100, you can apply reasonable costs. You have to give an estimate prior to of what you'd expect the cost to be. It's more art than it is science, because you have no idea when you start how much research you're going to have to do. But yes, it's permissible under the code.
Okay.
Yeah, and Councilman Weiner joined us a few minutes ago. Any other questions from council? Comments? Okay, are there any other agenda items? Mr. Smiley?
As has been established, at the August 29, 2017 Administrative Finance Committee meeting, you advised council and the public that you would be providing documentation to support your July 25, 2017 public accusation that I sent you email chains with nasty messages. Are you prepared to present that information today?
My FOIA request was denied, and so I will be making a different one and doing it again.
Okay. I would like to comment on the record. The accusation was I sent emails to you. There's no requirement, should be no need, for you to FOIA your own emails in order to substantiate the accusation that you made. Your accusation was I sent them to you. They're your emails. You don't need to FOIA them. You just need to, apparently you knew where they were when you made the accusation, you know what they are. All you got to do is bring them up and hit print. That's my comment.
Thank you. Does anyone from the public wish to, Mr. Street?
Well, I have something on the other, and I'll be brief. But I talked at the last council meeting about the number of shootings in the city and who doesn't care how nothing's changed. But if you look at the number of shootings in the county, we're not that far behind. My immediate concern is it appears to me now that there's a proliferation of 14 to 15 year olds got guns, using guns, shoot. We had in the county 15 year old pull a gun on a 19 year old shoot himself in the foot. Since several months after I got elected in 2004, I have been going all the way back to then Speaker Spence, urging that the state consider doing random searches of high schools and middle schools to reduce the likelihood of somebody getting shot in the school. And at the point where we got 14 and 15 year olds that are carrying guns on the street, both in the city and the county, you know, I felt like that request for consideration has been ignored ever since I made it. But when somebody gets shot in the school, then we'll put metal detectors in front of every door. And I raise this now because the acting director of public safety is here. I don't have a rapport relationship with the state police. As a matter of fact, as long as they have a captain that thinks it's okay to sick dogs on females, then you got a superintendent who's not going to do anything about it. I don't need to have a conversation with them. But my concern is meritorious, it's outrageous, and if we don't do something different than what I spent basically the last 43 years doing more so than anything else, is trying to keep bombs out of schools, I'm awfully afraid we're going to end up with a sad, sad day and sad situation. So maybe you can talk to them, but somebody needs to talk to them, because it can't, at the point where you got a proliferation now of 14 and 15 year olds with guns on the streets, using them, don't know how to use them, it's just a tragedy waiting to happen. So, you know, folks can do what they want to do. If something does happen, nobody can say, I didn't forewarn you of the coming danger.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Just under other, just one item, and that is that, you know, I've been contacted personally as a councilman from some of the retirees who I'm not quite sure that it was ever reported to council, or and if it wasn't, but I've had some calls from our retirees. I've had some calls from some of our current employees who participate in their respective collective bargaining unit. And my understanding is, and if I look at it on paper, is there just been some significant changes in benefits, especially to the retirees. And there's been percentages that have been quoted, 17.5% is what I've heard. And so I really don't know that it's executive session, but I might be finance committee to have maybe HR come in at one of our next meetings to kind of give an overview as to what has spurred this. Is it justifiable, and why were we not informed?
Mr. Smiley.
I don't know why we weren't informed. I'm just going to say the closing of the sign-up is right. Registration is coming.
Yes.
I jumped on an email that was forwarded to me because they have a meeting scheduled, but it's after the closing. So I jumped on that email requesting that they expedite and have a meeting. So hopefully they will schedule a meeting this week. Okay. You know, I think it warrants it. And I intend to attend that meeting, get what information I can. And yeah, I'm sure we'll follow that up, but I think they need to have a meeting before the closing of the application process.
Absolutely.
For, you know, to explain this and go over it or whatever. So that's,
I
certainly agree with you. I have no problem putting it on finance, but finance is next month. These retirees all need to know something.
Yeah. I mean, part of all of our constituencies are employees of the county as well as retirees.
Correct.
And to not be able to give them any type of answer, I mean, it kind of dumbfounded as to why we as a council would not be aware of these changes.
Thank you. And Mr. Sheldon has arrived. And Mr. Smiley, we can count on you putting that on the Finance Committee then?
We will see what happens at their meeting. We've
okay.
got plenty of time. And
thank
I would
you.
Just say, on a more at home point, all those around the table that are currently vested, raise your hand. Yeah, I want to know.
Mr. Hollins?
So what is this, a reduction that retirees have been notified of a reduction?
Increasing
in
cost.
Increasing cost, healthcare. Increase in deductibles, and
the whole plan.
Yeah, the whole plan. And, you know, I'm not sure as to what providers have been sought, but I would think that if we were going to have some changes that affect our employees, that we would have been made aware of it.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm speaking secondhand here because I wasn't in English, so I want to be clear of that. But I understand previously it was stated in one of the benefits meetings that the county's costs and plan would not change. Well, supposition is if the plan is not going to change, then everything will be as it is. However, now the costs for the retirees have gone up, and the explanation is the plan is the same, the county's portion is the same. We didn't say the retirees' cost wasn't going up. Well, to me, when you discuss the plan, everything is the plan. So that's why I need to sit in on this meeting that comes up to here. Well, again, I wasn't there. That's what came to me from someone who was involved in it with my last organization. The plan was always everything. I'm in a different environment now, so that's it.
Are there any other questions or comments from council? Are there anyone from the public that wishes to address council? Seeing none, is there
a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.